praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, boys and girls and mothers and fathers around the world. Today is Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You are on. You are listening to the Love Truth Show, hosted today by Kim Williams. Today is February the 20th, 2018. Rise and shine. Today is a new day, a full new after day of studying and working on your goals for the future. We're going to start off with a prayer, and we're going to pray for the young folks down in Florida who, families and loved ones who was devastated by the current event of last week. No man, woman, boy, or girl should have had to went through that, suffer, or lost their life the way they did. We want to lift them up in prayer. Let you know we are there with them and it's power in prayer. Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne to give you thanks and praise. We cry to the hills from where I have come from you, dear Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but to you, Jesus Christ. We come to you with hurting hearts, humbly, with distraught hearts, that what happened last week was a wicked act. It's a wicked act from what the young guy did. It's a wicked act of where this society is operating. It's a fallen society, we realize that. But it's worse and worse day after day, and law enforcement, I mean, people who's in public service, like the political people, the senators and Congress, even the president, really needs to more than just look at it, because they heard it year after year, week after week, day after day. Need to take these guns off the street. And they don't need to have weapons their own self. They're not in military, dear Jesus. They're not officers, dear Jesus. They're a public citizen, but they work for the public. So we just ask that you would touch their heart in a mighty way to prevent anybody from buying a gun, because I don't think nobody should have a gun. Because guns, people have guns, all they do is hurt somebody and they're innocent. So we ask these and all things in your holy name, Jesus. Keep their family comfort only you can give them. The word comfort is not the word comfort is a hard word right now. Because I don't know how you can comfort anybody in this situation. So we just ask you, because you know how to touch your people. To touch them. Only you can turn things, well, only you can heal them. And only you can help them through this process. It's a hard process. It's a process that's going to be going on for quite a while. As far as them trying to get their life in some type of order. Because this is devastating. So we pray that the community will reach out, the country will reach out, and have to hold them close as best they can. By sending love and prayers their way. And financial, where they're able to find something. So these families are going to need help. Days, months, and years here from now, continuously. With all the things, you know, they need help with. We ask these and all things in holy name, dear Jesus. We also ask for the young people on this phone to be cautious where they go at, who they around, report anything that they seem weird, look weird on the internet, any social media thing. And then they hear from anybody they don't sound like, or they show somebody any signs. We ask to be very cautious who they around. Check out the tattoos the children wearing, their friends wearing. Is it a tattoo of hate? Or tattoo of love? Are they seeking love? Or they seeking awareness and some uncomfortness? Parents and teachers and ministers and police officers, FBI, whoever you might be mindful of what the children saying, what they saying. Don't, if you go and you see something, it don't seem like it's nothing. And you keep on getting complaints, take the place until you know exactly what's going on. Get them truly evaluated. Check their pattern. Just, you know, you're on tickling, just sit on them in the way where you're doing, where you're spying on them to see what's going on. They don't know you in their circle. You know, y'all have so many settings where you have people trying to prey on the children, like a dog trying to prey on a child. You use a set of sting operation when they think it's a teenager they're talking to. You do the same thing for these people who put in threats on the internet or they talking to their family and friends about hurting somebody. Approach them like you their age, they feel free to let you know what they're planning. God, we ask these all things in your holy name. In your holy, holy name, dear Jesus. We pray justice for these families. We pray justice. We pray the walls of wickedness come down. Today is the day, our topic, even for Monday, is dealing with wisdom. And wisdom is the action. It's not something you just pray for. It's something you operate on. God, when you have wisdom, a person with wisdom wouldn't win the classroom and blow somebody up. A person with wisdom wouldn't heard those terrible things and just think, oh, it was okay, he's not doing nothing. Or when you hear from teachers and administrators and people in the community, scare this young person. So we must take heed. We must do something. So we pray for safety for our young people. Not only those who's in school, what happened in school, but we praying for the ones, not only ones that we pray for, the ones who died, their family, their friends, their acquaintances, their classmates, their peers. We pray for all the children or the years in school. We also pray for the children being killed in the inner cities with the weapons that have been dropping in the cities for gang violence. We pray for the people also who've been killed or hurt seriously by these weapons. Whether it's a gun or that type of weapon the young man used, we ask God, this is good wisdom to know that having a gun is not the way. Wanting to hurt or kill someone isn't the way, isn't of you. Draw men to know who you are, dear Jesus. Draw men to know what love is. We pray again that the people who let the bully will stop bullying. And we just pray that they get to know you and desire to know you. Desire to know you, God. As in Psalms 102, this is the first one. Hear my prayer, Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me. And the day when I call, answer me speedy. For my day is consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hurt, H-E-A-R-T-H. My heart is smitten and weathered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groan, my bone cleaves to my skin. I'm like a pelican, P-E-L-I-C-A-N, or the wildness. I am like an owl of the desert. Pretty much, God, we ask you to help us. Help us. Help the children. This is time of children. It's not the time for them to go back to school. They really, first, they try to get them back in school. What happened to them? And that's something it's just something they can just wrap their heads around and go back to school the next day. This is something serious and something devastating. So I pray that the parents and administrators will be mindful of that. Children, we love you. We speak life, peace, joy, happiness, safe, protection around you. We pray. Fall up his arms around you, heal you from this pain that you're suffering. and all children, no matter what background you come from, what area you live in the States or around the globe, we pray peace in your surroundings, peace in your home, peace in your school, peace as you travel to and from school. Operate in peace, love, and joy. But we do know the powers of being must come down. Those who think having a weapon is cool, they need to be out of office and thrown out of office. There's no way somebody can see what happened and think life goes on. That is a knee-jerk reaction to what guns off the streets want to stop people from getting access to go. It's more than just a psychological issue. Everybody who hurts somebody is not a mental issue. It's just wickedness. Point blank wickedness. And anybody think it's cool that everybody, a 5-year-old, should be able to know how to hold a gun. They don't even know how they look about it yet. It has issues. Anytime somebody can go into a gun shop to buy a weapon, but they ain't legal. To drink, which I'm not for drinking anyway, but still, or smoking, or, and most of we refrain on the children to wait till they get married for they have sex, but they can go into a gun shop and buy a weapon. And these are born again Christians too, I'm talking about. Who, some of them, who believe it's cool to have a gun. You put me speaking the love of God. You put that the love of God in you. You call and ask Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. But you think it's good. It's cool to have a weapon. It's not cool. You rebuke every act out there that's positive. Because that means y'all wicked. And all the positive act, y'all don't like, but all the evil act, y'all for. Y'all fight against. You want to send a chosen guy who born and raised in this country. Y'all fight about should people have good education, a neighborhood, a good job. Y'all fight about why should you take guns and see why it's not a gun law thing. Y'all fight about things that really affect the hearts and minds and souls of people. Those are things that mean something to the people y'all don't care about. The things that mean war and wickedness y'all like. Y'all want billions of dollars for armory to fight a country that we don't have no beef with. It's time to wake up. There's no more time for a discussion. We even have discussions about these weapons on the street, drugs on the street for years. Men that want to legalize marijuana. Y'all wicked politicians and wicked individuals. I call in the name of Jesus, but some of y'all don't need to call in this name because some of y'all call in this name and y'all not living for him. Because y'all want the weapons on our street. Y'all want the drugs on our street. Y'all don't want children to go to school, get good education. So you need funny education. Y'all put baby food in their dog food and pest control goods. Y'all don't care about our children. Two prayers out of school. Y'all don't care about our children. Okay, children, my time is up with y'all. Have an active day, best you can in school. Please be alert and aware of what's going on. And those of y'all not able to be out again, while you're home, study best you can. Stay in prayer. We live in the fallen world, but so lift your prayers up to Jesus. Those who don't know Jesus, cry out his name. He hear you. Send prayers down my way. You have a day in school that is, I would like to have a blessed day. Everybody, the last week on Pressure Show did not have a blessed day. They got killed. They left this society. Only thing, because it came out, they went and entered the kingdom of God. But they left too soon. So we send our hearts and prayers and thoughts to those families, to those individuals, to those teachers and peers, or those young people during this time what they need. In Jesus' name, signing off, Kim Williams of the Love Truth, Love Truth Show. Take care.